There have been many attempts to explain the root of evil, but we seem no closer now to understanding or eradicating its roots than were ancient cultures. We can, however, observe the manifestations of evil and act to stop its progression. A leader who is allowed to act narcissistically with indifference to the harm caused to others is on a trajectory toward evil behavior. Leaders who commit evil acts usually mask them from the broader public until they accumulate enough power to flaunt their behavior with impunity. Thus, fighting evil is like fighting a fire. It is better to contain it early than to wait until it is out of control and consuming everything in its path. Evil is best fought from within an organization by courageous followers close enough to the leader to see behind the public mask. We are the firebreak. Conversely, evil is fanned by followers who abandon their empathy with the suffering of others, either through fear or through seduction by a leader's twisted vision. Followers who commit evil acts are not necessarily evil people. There is often powerful pressure for followers to commit these acts. Implicitly or explicitly, they have been promised personal gain for conforming and threatened with personal harm for not conforming. Because their peers are under the same pressure, these acts begin to appear normal. They are even characterized as moral by the leadership through an inverted values logic. This is how millions of people came to support a Ku Klux Klan, a Nazi regime, or other brutal movements. It is also how egregious white-collar crimes or official cover-ups that require the collusion of numbers of people occur. We must be vigilant against starting down the slippery slope of evil behavior. The very first time we are pressured to commit an evil act, we will experience discomfort. An inner voice protests against it. We must listen to this inner voice and recognize that it is more valid than the voice of our peers or leader, regardless of the language in which they wrap their demands. And with profound courage, we must draw a line then and there. If we do not listen to this inner voice, it will speak again when we actually commit the act. It may even scream in revulsion. This may be our last opportunity to listen to the voice. If we do not listen now, we will need to smother it, anesthetize ourselves, and deny our deeds in order to live with them. At that point, we will become indistinguishable from an evil person.